WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on a beautiful Thursday morning. And we can get right back into the discussion at 508-996-0500. Don't forget, too, we're going to have your first Money Talks cash code of the day coming up in the next hour. Your first shot at $1,000. And then starting next week, we're going to have $10,000 Thursdays for the remainder of the contest. So, but don't let that stop you from entering in the three-digit code, the PIN number that you're going to hear coming up in the next hour, and then every hour throughout the course of the day. 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Just a heads up for your travelers on traveling on Route 95 East. There is a backup from the Behaven exit through the New Bedford downtown exit. So if they're traveling east on 195, there's a backup for at least 3 miles.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
And that is, yes, I'll pull up my traffic map and keep an eye on that. And we'll let you know if that clears up. But don't forget, too, that you can always get live traffic on the WBSM app. If you have that downloaded and you have your location permissions turned on for the app, then it will, you know, tell you via GPS exactly what the traffic is around you. And it can't be any easier. Now, what it won't do is it won't motivate you to get up and beat the traffic. I know, because I look at it and I check and I'm like, I can leave later. Nah, I can leave later. I can leave later. And then when I leave, I hit traffic. So if I could add one feature, it'd be that it would tell me to get up and get off my butt and start moving. But unfortunately, none of my traffic apps can do that. But I've gotten rid of all the other apps that I had on my phone. I don't need WeatherBug anymore or the Weather Channel app to give me the temperature or the weather forecast. I can get that right from the WBSM app. I still do use Waze when I'm driving. But before I leave, I can always check the WBSM app. But I like to use Waze because I like to know. I mean, not that I'm speeding, not that I'm doing anything wrong, but I like to know when I'm driving by a speed trap, you know? And then when they say, police reported ahead. I also like when they say, object in the road ahead, because if they didn't tell me, I'm probably driving over it. So, you know, again, I don't want to belittle what we're talking about with these ICE agents and the fear that people have that they're going through. And listen, people don't like that they're being portrayed as victims. Guess what? They're being victimized. Because there are plenty of immigrants that have never done anything wrong and plenty of immigrants that are here legally that are now scared of what could happen to them. That's a victimization. So, yeah, I will defend those people. But not to belittle that point at all, but it is amazing how you could be driving by a police officer, not doing anything wrong, but you're still like, don't pull me over, don't pull me over. Like, what are you actually doing? Although I do have a tendency to sometimes be 5 miles over the speed limit because my speedometer is 5 miles off and I've never had it adjusted. So I'll be driving 65 miles an hour and then I'll drive by a police officer and I'll be like, oh man, I'm actually going 70. Oh no. And then, you know, they're not going to bother me for that. But I always forget about that. And I should just get it adjusted, but it just seemed to me like it was going to be an unnecessary cost when I could just deduct 5 minutes. The same reason why I never change my clock time. I know it's 5 minutes fast, but I leave it that way because I know that it's 5 minutes fast. And hopefully that gets me somewhere 5 minutes faster, but it doesn't. it just gives me more excuse to, I'm doing better though. I'm late a lot less. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Are you talking to me?
I don't know. It sounds like you. Only you know for sure.
It must be me.
I think it is.
I'm wondering if I'm the only one that's having the terrible reception on my radio since the program went off the air yesterday.
So the engineer was able to kind of patch something together to get the AM back on, but it's not perfect. He's working on getting it fixed.
Oh, it's very difficult to listen to the radio with this interference.
Ma'am, I can tell you, even if it didn't have interference, it's very difficult to listen to the radio when I'm on anyway.
Not quite. I'll be the judge of that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So you're working on it, right?
He is working on it, yeah. He called me yesterday. I was in the meeting when he called, and so I called him back to try to find out, you know, what was going on, and I haven't heard back from him yet, so I'm assuming he's, you know, elbow deep in trying to fix whatever's wrong.
Oh, maybe if I bring him a cup of coffee, he'll work faster.
I know part of the issue is, you know, because I woke him up yesterday and when he got down there and he started working on everything, I think I kind of roused him out of bed. So he might go back today and find a different fix where now that he's okay. A little bit more bushy-tailed and bright-eyed. Is that the saying? Yeah. So.
Well, I appreciate his attempts to make it a lot more listenable.
Frank is my hero. He can patch things. He's MacGyver. He could keep this place together with tin foil and bubble gum.
Well, he'll be my hero, too.
No.
That's fixed.
Well, thank you so much. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
And let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Yes, Tim. Good morning.
Morning.
We really don't know what the background is for this individual being picked up in New Bedford the other day. And I don't think you really know what's behind all of this. I mean, what the true story is. So I think we just got to hang tight. And I remember you saying that, you know, if you're wrong, why didn't we just admit you're wrong and move on? Now, yesterday, you came to the defense of this Garcia that was taken to El Salvador, and the facts are now that, you know, he beat his wife twice.
Well, those aren't the facts. His wife disputed that.
I don't care if his wife disputed it, because she's got to dispute it, because her life's in danger, because this guy's worked for the, you know, he's been an MS-13 member. And if she says anything otherwise,
aren't we supposed to believe women? Aren't we supposed to believe the woman? You're not going to believe her when she says that she was just putting that out there to protect herself?
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe her because, again, he's an MS-13 member.
There's been no proof that he's an MS-13 member.
Yes, that's been proven in court.
No, it hasn't been proven in court.
Okay. And that hasn't been contested in court. And he beat his wife twice. Now, if he beats his wife twice, and she still comes to his defense, doesn't that kind of, like, you know, say to you, she's in danger if she says anything else?
Now, why would she be in danger? Why would she speak out against him if he's locked away forever? If he's never going to be able to come back to the country, why would she have any reason to defend him?
Because the word will get out, and if she says anything contradictory to him being,
you're making a lot of assumptions.
Well, I think you're making assumptions, too. I mean,
I'm just following what facts have been presented to us.
Okay, so is what you're saying, you're in favor of this guy? This is the type of individual that you'll stick up for. Is that what we're talking about?
It seems to me like he's been doing a decent job of raising a family here in America.
Okay, Tim.
Well, you just want to believe all the stuff that the right-wing propaganda machine is putting out about the guy. You haven't actually done any research and found any facts about him yourself.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. I don't know how I would go about, you know, getting court documents and everything to prove to you that, you know, he is an MS-13 member or he beat his wife. I guess the beating of his wife twice I could probably get a hold of through the courts, because that's documented. And
well, no, because he was never convicted of doing that. She took out a restraining order and then rescinded the order and didn't pursue any charges.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right, Kim. Nice talking to you.
Okay. What that is called confirmation bias. You want him to be a criminal. You want him to be an MS-13 gang member. That's a much easier narrative to digest, so you're going to find the information that backs that up, and the Trump administration is going to give it to you. Caroline Leavitt's going to stand up there and disparage this guy with no actual proof of any of the things that she's claiming. The same way, by the way, that they do to everybody that disagrees with them about anything. And you're going to take that as fact. That's not a fact. That's propaganda. And I'm not saying that it might not turn out that this guy does have a criminal history. I'm just saying that we haven't been presented with that evidence right now. And until you have proven that somebody is guilty, they are presumed innocent. It does not matter whether that person crossed the border and came in here without notifying anybody. The minute they step foot on American soil, they are guaranteed all the rights of the Constitution. They are guaranteed due process. They are guaranteed innocent until proven guilty. And that's been proven again and again in court cases. So it's not like this is something that is a surprise. It's hundreds of years of constitutional law. But they want you to ignore that because that goes against the narrative of we're cleaning up the country. No, what you're doing is you're just willy-nilly grabbing people and hoping that some of them turn out to actually be real criminals that you can keep in jail while other people are going to get supposedly brought back as long as they're still alive. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Yeah, I think you're wrong because there was two immigration lawyers that said that he was a MS-13 gang member.
Right? And did you hear that? What proof did they offer that he was?
There was two immigration lawyers that said that.
Okay, but what proof did they offer?
Two judges said he was an MS-13 gang member. Two immigration judges, so they're wrong.
You said lawyers.
Judges. Okay. No, judges.
And what did they say? What did they use to prove that was the case?
Yeah, he was an MS-13 gang member. He's here illegally. He doesn't belong here.
What? Just because you're a gang member doesn't mean that you can't be here.
No, but you're an illegal immigrant here in this country. When you came over to this country, illegally,
you have to have due process, and you have to give them a hearing about their immigration status before you remove them from this country.
Not if he's already been convicted by two immigration judges.
There was a hold on that deportation.
Come on.
There was a hold order on that deportation.
I don't know. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad he's where he's at.
Okay, well, I hope that that doesn't happen to anybody that you know or love.
Well, if it does, if they're here illegally, then they belong going back to where they came from.
All right. You have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
And by the way, I want to put a pause on the narrative of, my family members all came here illegally. First of all, no, they didn't. I guarantee you that there's people in your family that did not come here legally. There's people that came here to work and then stayed after they were done with that work and assimilated into the culture. That's just the nature of what immigration was in those days. So it may not have been any family members that you knew personally, but that happens somewhere in your bloodline if you come from an immigrant family. It's just a matter of fact for almost all immigrants of all different cultures. Secondly, the immigration process that many of those people went through is a lot different than the years-long process that people have to go through now. In the past, you arrived at Ellis Island, they put you through a bunch of inspections and interviews and all of that, and if they approved you, they approved you, but you'd be there a day, maybe a couple of days. They wanted to move you through as quick as they could because they had a whole bunch of people waiting to be processed. It wasn't like it is now where there's years of a process involved in it. So it's not apples to apples. Now, what we could do is we could simplify the immigration process, but that's something that Congress has to take up and be willing to do. And if you can simplify the process and expedite the process, you can clear up a lot of these issues. But But nobody wants to do that because then you don't have this political football. And that's what's being happened is people being used for politics on both sides. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
You're absolutely right about what you just said, Tim. You know, but you know, as far as like, you know, immigration, and I've told you this before, I think anybody that's in the country that's, you know, came here illegal and they commit crimes, you know, and they're actually adjudicated in the courts, found guilty, they should be deported. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with bad guys getting kicked out.
Do you have a varying degree of what that crime is? Like if somebody gets pulled over for speeding, you don't want them to be deported?
No. I'm talking about felony type stuff. You know?
Sure.
Especially, you know, any kind of assaults, robberies, murder, rape, any of these type of things. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is that, you know, as this whole thing plays out, I mean, this illegal immigrants, if we went from the Cape Cod to Providence, Rhode Island, you would find many, many, many immigrants that Asian descent, Portuguese, up in Boston, there's tons of Armenians and all sorts of different cultures that are, you know, they come here Irish, they come here on work visas, and stay here illegally and never go back, just like you just were saying. They only focus on three nationalities, Guatemalans, El Salvadorians, Mexicans. I never really see, you know, all the deported people. Maybe once a great while, you might see a bazillion there.
Yeah, they picked up a Japanese person the other day, and there's been a few from other places.
But it's what, like 0.001%, you know? they only focus on, and I don't get that part. I hear the people calling you, and they're always saying, illegal is illegal. If you're here illegal, you should go. Go back and come here the right way. But they only focus on certain people, and I don't get that part.
I don't. You know, I can't explain it either.
Yeah, I know, Barry. I asked him the same question I'm asking you, and you know how tough he is on this whole immigration thing. And he said the same thing. So I don't even know what to say about that. You know what I mean?
Someone I know in law enforcement, and in local law enforcement, not federal law enforcement, but someone in local law enforcement said, you know who probably has the most illegal immigrants living here in America more than anybody? Canada.
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right.
It's probably true. I mean, how many people just come down from Canada, live here, and it doesn't matter because they don't look different than us.
I mean, I can remember when the Cubans were coming over. Remember I don't know, I'm much older than you, but they were, you know, sinking their rafts, and they were coming from Cuba trying to get out of there, of the communist country when Castro was going bananas. And, but, you know, as soon as you get once you get on the shore of Miami, once you step foot and you get all the rights, like you just said, of being an American, that's just the way it goes. That's the Constitution. I hear people calling, you know, forefathers this, forefathers that, and this is the way the Constitution is. And when it suits them, they totally ignore it. You know what I mean? Like you said, people deserve, if they pick them up and they go, okay, you got to go back, they deserve to be adjudicated in the courts and then sent back, not just picked up and sent to some damn prison somewhere in a remote country. And first of all, didn't Donald Trump say all those prisons are empty and they emptied them and they're all here? Seems to me there's like 50,000 of them in El Salvador.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they would have arrested more people in the time since.
You know, but I don't get that part. Why does none of these callers say they only focus on certain groups?
I don't know. I'm going to hold you there, though. I got to get a break in.
Right.
And callers, hang on. I will get to you. Mike's going to get really mad, but I'm going to skip the news again. And I'm going to take this break, and when we come back, we can get back into your calls. But I've got to at least get the breaks in. So we'll be back in a few moments. And let's go back to the calls. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. A few weeks ago, or maybe a month ago now, there was a speech given at, I guess, the Immigrants Assistance Center, where there's I cannot remember her name.
Corinne.
Whoever was in charge of the Immigrants
Assistance Helena De Silva Hughes. Sorry.
Gotcha.
I'm stumbling over it myself.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the video pictured in my head, but I couldn't remember her name. But she, in her speech, she flat out admitted that there are upwards of 10,000 illegal immigrants in the city of New Bedford. And in this speech, she said, yeah, it's going to hurt our economy if ICE comes in and decimates, you know, and cleans house and starts pulling people out. It's going to decimate the economy. So, but the important thing is she admitted that there were upwards of 10,000 illegal immigrants. Now, to back that up, if you look at census data in the city of New Bedford, same thing. It says about 10,000. My guess is there's a whole lot more than that, because that number has kind of remained stagnant for the past 10 years or so, if not longer. So I will say that if ICE, as far as people being afraid, if ICE were really coming in and just scorched earth, getting rid of all the Central Americans, they would do it. But that is not their intent. You know, they're nitpicking. They're not taking a flamethrower to the anthill. They're nitpicking. So as they just let them do their thing, and you know, this guy that happened, we can't automatically say, because it makes us feel bad, we can't rationalize things, or we can't make excuses for things because we didn't like what happened. I know the lawyer said that this guy down there is the wrong guy, but you know, that's the defense. You have a defense and you have a prosecutor.
That's pretty easily provable. They'll have the deportation order.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? I know, I'm glad it's not me. I'm good. But okay, before I let you go, do you remember when Nancy Pelosi and everybody were dumping on Donald Trump years and years ago?
You're going to have to be more specific than that.
Right, the Russian collusion thing. Say, oh, well, I know he's got to be guilty of something. He's got to be guilty of something. We've just got to find it. But that's guilty before being proven innocent. So that might be something to think about when it comes to this stuff, too. Because
yeah, but they weren't taking him to court through a legal procedure.
Right.
That's just rhetoric.
I want to wait and see if, you know, I'm betting that if there was any research, they're not just going in, what I said before about the scorched earth thing, they're not just going in and grabbing random people off of the street. They could, you know, but they won't. They won't. They're picking.
No, I mean,
there has to be research going into something for it to happen, for those guys to be brought down here to do their job.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Which side is proven right?
Right. Exactly. Hey, you have a good day.
You as well. And by the way, I don't mean which side is in, you know, he and I. I mean which side is in when this is presented in court. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello, Mr. Weisberg.
Good morning.
I've been listening to you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful day out there. Did you get your walk in yet?
Oh, no, not yet. I got a few things to do, but I'm going out.
You've got all day is going to be perfect for it, just so you know.
Listen, Mr. Weisberg, I'm upset with myself because I figured this whole thing out, and I'm kind of mad at myself that I didn't figure it out sooner. I kind of had an idea, but today did it when I heard you talking.
I'm interested in where this is going to go.
The Democrats lost their mind when, you know, they got the news out that Trump sent the wrong guy back. They even sent their judge. He should go to jail, by the way. They sent the judge to go get Trump. And the judge ordered Trump to send the guy back. Blah, 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 blah. And now look what's come out. And you're defending this guy because, and here it is, you have Trump derangement syndrome so bad, you hate Trump so bad, you wanted them to get Trump. You wanted them to put him in jail, didn't you? Huh?
About this?
Yeah. You can't stand Trump so much that
we got him now. No, I don't think there's anything.
The last few days.
I don't think there's anything jailable about what's going on right now.
Well, no, but other people too were saying that we gotta lock him up now. This is gonna do it right here. We gotta get him.
Nah, I mean
Dems are so sick. Listen, Mr. Weinberg, just admit it. You hate him that much.
Well,
you
were happy. I can't stand the guy. But this is executing policy. And if you want executing policy to stop, you don't throw the person executing the policy in jail. You just put a stop to the policy.
His wife is done because he's probably going to send somebody to kill her now because she did end up saying something, right? This is how this all came out. He whistled up and now he's going to, because he's going to be locked up so he can't get out, but he belongs to a gang and she might as well, they better hide her well. But then that's the next news you're going to hear, that he's going to kill her.
I seriously
doubt
that.
The mother of his children, he's such a good daddy. Don't you feel kind of a little, I don't understand it. You're still defending the guy, but don't you still...
I'm not defending him. I'm just saying what we have the proof of and what we have the facts for.
No. You hate Trump. You don't like none of his policy. You hate him and you know you do. You said it many times.
Yeah.
You said it.
Fine.
So now
I hate him.
I know for sure you have Trump derangement syndrome.
I don't know if you... the actual medical definition of Trump derangement syndrome are the people that are so obsessed with Donald Trump that they'll believe whatever garbage he tells you.
No, you'll have to prove that, because that's not the
reason. I'll give you the New England Journal of Medicine about it.
Oh, we're all going to believe that.
Mary, I'm being facetious.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, I don't know anymore about you being facetious. The thing that you're saying, I don't know if you're serious. I don't know if you're playing with me. I don't know.
That's the point.
Isn't this wonderful that Trump sent the right man away? Can you even admit it, that he did that? Can you say that?
No.
See, of course not. You have Trump derangement syndrome. I hope you have a nice day. Have a delicious sandwich, and it will make you feel better. But Trump's not going to jail.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You as well.
Bye.
If he did go to jail, could we send him to El Salvador? Wouldn't that be just a fitting end? But like I said, this isn't a jailable thing. This is policy execution. You say... So you use the courts to stop the policy, if that's what you think that it is. I think all this gotcha stuff that they've tried all across the board in politics in the last couple of years doesn't help anything. Especially if you get somebody, an individual that you think is the person that is the head of that policy, all you're doing then is encouraging other people to take up that mantle. I don't want to use the term martyring because you're not killing them. But I think that there's, you know, you take a stand against the policy and you don't try to villainize the person in doing that. And I find it hard to hate Donald Trump because stupid people don't realize they're stupid. You just feel bad for them. And that's, I probably feel more bad for him than anything. 508-996-0500. We'll take this call and then I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. Wow, what a privilege to be on hold and listening to Mary. I won't have to feel guilty about anything I'm going to say. First, I just want to say you're doing great. What a great show. I love this controversy this morning. I know generally we don't like it, but I like it today.
Well, I knew that this was what people want to talk about today.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I even called in last night again to Brian's show and spoke with... the lawyer, and had my own questions, but so here's the thing. Mary just triggered one of the thoughts that I wanted to put out there on the board, so I'll do that real quick, and then I want to go back to another question with you. So this woman of the New Bedford incident, mm-hmm. not talking about the one that's still out there in El Salvador prison. She lost her job a week before this arrest. So it did have me thinking, because her safety might be at risk because there was domestic charges, but she dropped them, didn't go to court, maybe because of fear of being retaliated. If, in fact, the proof that they're saying, like, he is illegal, what have you,
wait,
I don't know.
You're talking about Abrego Garcia, not the New Bedford case.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confused with the two.
Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man that was taken to El Salvador. Now, right. He's on the Maryland man.
But right. I'm worried for her.
That's the one whose wife had reported domestic. She did. She filed a restraining order, but then didn't follow up with the court action on it.
Right. Yeah. So I am worried for her. But the woman in New Bedford, I'm worried for her because she lost her job a week ago. It's almost as if somebody had heads up. Because why would she get fired from her job and be with her husband and just going down? It's like, what is the timing of it just seemed too, like, almost like, I, you know what I mean? Like, for her to lose her job. And so I asked the lawyer last night, I said to her, well, if he makes the bail, which is the 5,000, there's no 10% on that, no 500. I said, well, what is he going to use for residency to be sure that he's not going to be a flight risk? Because she lost her job. She didn't answer the question. I said, I'll hang up and let you guys answer it. I'll let her answer it. And she didn't answer it. So I'm just curious, like, if this is wrong, and we know he's in what, Vermont? New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, yeah.
Yeah. So at least he's still in the United States. To be able to defend himself, because it is innocent until proven guilty. There needs to be proof, but it's just so ironic that she lost her job literally a week before this. So I think there's a little something there. And my other question, Tim, is so my grandfather did come straight from Canada. So I'm just, two generations away from, you know, being from an immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came to Canada, they lived in New Hampshire. They had a farm. First, they lived in Boston. Then they bought the farm in New Hampshire. My father was born in Boston. Then they bought the farm in New Hampshire and stayed there till my father, I think, was like 17, 18, and they sold the farm. What do you think the process for him to come in then? Because like you say, Canada does have so many immigrants. I have two friends that live in Canada, and they're so happy Trudeau is gone because they said it's just out of control, and it was already out of control.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the Canadian immigration process was, because you know those people wouldn't have been coming into Ellis Island because they weren't arriving in New York Harbor by boat. Yeah,
right, ship liners.
Right. I don't know what that process would have been.
Right. Well, you intrigued me, and now I'm thinking, geez, this makes me want to even like do more ancestry work, because I would love to know what if there was anything if you came by land, obviously by sea, ship liners, big huge deal. Yeah. So you sparked that question in me.
Maybe somebody listening knows. They can call in.
Yeah, and that's about it for today. All right. Tomorrow I got a topic for you. I don't want to bring that up because I want today to stay what it's, you know, what how you have it rolling.
But a suggestion for Fun Friday?
No, not a suggestion.
Okay.
Although I would like to know, how many times a day do you think you laugh? I would love to know people. I mean, I don't think that'd be a Fun Friday question, but it is a question I am curious about. How many times a day do you think you laugh? Especially nowadays. I laugh all the time. I crack myself up by myself, so my answer doesn't count. See?
I laugh just enough to, you know, be healthy and not enough for people to think that I'm crazy. But I'm probably right on the border on either one, so.
Well, you start my day off with a lot of laughs. That's why I love you so much, Tim.
Well, I love you
too. Yeah, so tomorrow I got a different topic, and I can't wait to see what you're going to pull out of your hat for Fun Friday.
Thank you for saying hat. All right, you have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, we got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. And I'm going to read you some of those app chat messages. But before I do, I want to let you know about my friends over at The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. That is the place to go if you ever get hungry, because they've always got great pre-made meals ready to go. You can walk in and get yourself lunch. And, I mean, you can take it back to the office. You can take it to the beach on a nice day like today. Go sit by the water and eat out of the container as you're watching the waves go by. You can try to take it home wherever else you're going. But you're just going to be in your car, parked on the side of the road, diving right into it, because you're not going to be able to resist. That's how good everything they make at the butcher shop really is. But if you want to get something to bring home and cook yourself, they've got everything from steaks and chicken, and they make their own linguica and chorizo there. They have everything you would possibly imagine for meats, cut the way you want it, and much better quality than you'll find on a supermarket shelf. Fresher, more local, and not sitting out there wrapped in plastic for hours or even days. And what I really love about the butcher shop, they make your favorites. You want French meat pie? They've got French meat pie. You want some nice rice pudding? Well, they've always got that there as well. Plus beer and wine, cheeses from all over the world, and everything else you could possibly need. It's a real old school neighborhood market. So check out the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Tomorrow we'll talk with Eric and we'll find out about everything everybody's getting over there for Easter weekend, or really, what are they getting for WrestleMania weekend? That's what I want to know. Might have to go get some chicken wings to munch on during WrestleMania, since it's now a, you know, 4-day thing. Went from one night to taking over my whole week. We are getting some app chat messages, though, and I want to make sure that I read some of these. Bag said, the mayor backs the governor's policies. Open your eyes. I honestly don't think that this is something that the mayor and Governor Healey necessarily see eye to eye on. Let's see. The Weasel said, these callers are living in a fantasy world. They don't understand, or they look the other way. That's how Nazi Germany started. Meaty says that Garcia is a multi-time wife beater. We talked about that. Participation trophy wife. And talking about the previous caller where we were arguing about, you know, innocent until proven guilty. She said, I hope he never speeds or breaks the traffic law. That makes him a criminal too. It's the law. You broke it. Be careful who you dehumanize. And then Mimi said, thank you for being the voice of reason. Come 9 a.m., I shut off your radio station, untrue narratives, bullying, you name it. Total propaganda, and it goes on the rest of the day in your station, pandering to Trump and his posse. Disgusting. Well, I tell you, I don't think that they're pandering. You know, I think that Barry and Chris and Howie Carr, well, I don't know. Sometimes I would question how much Howie believes the stuff that he's saying. There's a lot of shtick with Howie Carr, I think. Sometimes it's hard to tell when he's just being funny and when he really means it. But yeah, the rest of the day is people of a conservative point of view. That's why if you are not of that point of view, it's so important that you call in, not only during this show when we can have our time to have our conversations and have our say. This is our time. This is 3 hours every day where we can point out the ridiculousness and the dangerousness of what's going on. But also call in the rest of the day. Call in and discuss with those other hosts. Don't just be quiet. Don't just be silent because everybody else in the room is saying things that you don't agree with. Speak up. Speak your mind. Because the only way you can break a narrative is by changing what they're talking about and changing the way they're saying it. 508-996-0500. Let me take this final break for the hour. All right, we have a caller on hold, but I've only got about 20 seconds here, so you can stay on hold, and I'll take you as soon as we come back from the news, or if you want to call back, that's understandable too, but we'll take more of your calls in the next hour, 508-996-0500.